Look, sometimes your boss might surprise you at your desk, right? And you try to quickly, like, reopen a tab, makes it look like you were actually working, right? Imagine, though, the same scenario. Your name's Jake, and you're a news reporter, and it actually happens on camera.
Oh, gosh!
That's why this is a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
Well, it's an example of what not to do.
Sure. All right, so the sports reporter in California, his name's Jake. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting busted looking at racy pictures on the internet when you're at work.
Oh, that's even worse than just not working.
You're doing okay.
Oh, you could be online shopping but we're looking at,
They're racy and maybe not appropriate for work. It's not naughty. It's not OnlyFans, but...
But this
sports reporter there in Sacramento. Now, look, I'm going to play the audio of when they throw to him at his desk. And so the camera is kind of like up at an angle. And, you know, he kind of spins around in his chair and he's talking.
We'll be coming back, Jake. Well, he thought so yesterday when he talked to the media. He hadn't been told otherwise. This was kind of building.
And so in the background, you see a couple monitors, right? And one of the monitors is like, you know, sports stats and stuff like that. And another monitor, people noticed a photo of a woman in lingerie on his computer.
Yeah.
And people thought it was like a naughty website maybe that he was looking at or maybe OnlyFans. It was actually like internet sleuths were able to zoom in on it and realize it was Rihanna and an Instagram pic that she had posted on her Instagram page
promoting her lingerie.
So she was in the lingerie that she's promoting.
Oh, so he was doing research.
So that's what he was doing.
Research. But you're a sports reporter, and last I checked, Rihanna is not an athlete.
No, I don't think she plays any sort of organized sports.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Close that tab, dude.
I'll tell you, I remember that we had a coworker years ago who got written up because another employee walked in while this guy was just... watching naughty videos on the work computer.
How have I not heard this story? I've been here for 100 years.
I know. He got written up.
Off the air, you have to tell me who it was. I don't work here anymore. What does it matter?
Yeah. I mean, look.
Wow.
Yeah, and so...
this is one of the loosest workplaces that you could possibly... Because we can get away with... looking at lots of things for, quote, show research.
Yeah, I don't think that there wasn't anything in show research that he was trying to investigate with that. And yeah, the employee walked in, was a female, so it just made it even more awkward. And
worse.
So anyways,
did you see what that pig was watching?
So look, if you can manage
the computer.
I understand sometimes, you know, you're at work and you're maybe playing internet solitaire or you're looking at online shopping. And then
that could be like, what if that's your break?
And then
some people take smoke breaks. You could take a shopping break.
Right. And then your boss comes up and leans on your cubicle and
it's
like,
how are we coming on that?
How you doing? And then you quickly like switch to the tab that you're supposed to be working on.
Yep. Nope. Just I'm working on that.
I'm
right
working
now.
On it. Yep. Getting to it. Yep. Getting to it. Yep. Important stuff happening.
Yep.
But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing that and you're on the news, and it's broadcast for everyone.
Like, you know, they had to have said, hey, we're going to walk over and get an update from you.
Yeah, maybe he...
Like, he had zero, like, prep for that?
You have to think that he was aware that they were going to throw to him, yes.
Like, how in the world are you going to overlook that? Because it takes up a large portion of the screen.
I don't know. Anyways, that is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.